Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. The big story today, a federal judge blocking Georgia's controversial abortion law from taking effect while a larger legal challenge is pending. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
HB 481 bans most abortions once fetal cardiac activity is detected around 6 weeks into pregnancy. It is supposed to take effect January 1st. In a 47-page ruling, Judge Steve Jones said that won't happen until an earlier lawsuit is settled. The ACLU of Georgia and several reproductive rights groups say the law is unconstitutional and violates decades of Supreme Court precedent. Final judgment on that suit will not happen until sometime next year. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Agriculture is Georgia's largest economic sector, but statewide drought conditions are making it difficult for farmers to get crops out of the ground. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
Over the last week of September, parts of Georgia saw anywhere from 0 to less than 2 inches of rain. And with the lack of precipitation, nearly 15% of the state's peanut crop was deemed to be in poor or very poor condition. That makes it hard for farmers to pull the plant out the ground without the nut breaking off. Ty Torrance is a University of Georgia Extension agent in Grady County.
We've had some rough past couple of years, no doubt, with weather difficulties, but as a whole, we can still do well with those crops.
Torrance says the dry conditions have also affected farmers' ability to plant crops like oats and wheat for winter grazing for cattle. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Atlanta-based UPS has received the first federal approval for a drone airline. The Federal Aviation Administration will allow the company to expand its drone delivery service. The company will be able to scale up and pilot an unlimited number of drones. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.